Nadine Marsh Carter is the CEO of the Children's Home Society of Virginia, and we are pleased to have you on the program this morning, Nadine, as we talk about National Adoption Month.
Well, I'm delighted to be a part of this. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I got your notes that you sent over the other day. I didn't realize there were this many kids who were in the foster care system in Virginia who, I mean, what do? They just, they wind up in a house for a few months or a year at a time, and then they have to move? That's really unstable. I mean, I think about my life when I was a teenager. That's rough.
It's a challenge, in fact. And there are many, many children, about 6,000, that are in the foster care system for a temporary set of period of time while the family works through some challenges. And these children are able to go home. But our organization focuses on those children who go into foster care intending for it to be a temporary solution and are never able to return home. These are children who are waiting to be adopted in Virginia. And right now there are about 795 children in our Commonwealth who don't have a place to call home, who don't have anyone that they can say, this is my mom and dad, and this is my permanent family. And that just creates really negative outcomes in their lives and ultimately in our entire community.
I hate to be negative, but the prospects are kind of negative if you don't find that stable home for these young people, right?
That's true. That's a fact. We know data tells us that when young people are never adopted and simply stay in a temporary situation, often these kids move between 4 and 5 homes while they're in foster care. Mm-hmm. Their outcomes are very negative. And that's not a reflection of the young people. It's the fact that they haven't had a stable place to live. They haven't had folks to help guide them with making good decisions and having the life skills that they need, or even getting the basic values and morals that really help us to be productive members of society. And as a result, data shows that 1 in 4 of these young people will end up incarcerated within 2 years of getting out of foster care. 1 in 5 will end up homeless. In fact, youth who age out of foster care is the fastest growing population of homelessness in our country now. This isn't a challenge in Virginia. It's nationwide.
And when does that happen? 1 in 6
It's been going on for many years, since the 70s and 80s, when more and more children are going into foster care system. But it's been a population that we would describe almost as invisible. They go to school, they go to work, they participate in activities, but what they don't have is that stable, permanent family. And when they age out or leave the system at 18 or 19 or 20, they don't have any base. And so we work to create that permanency that we know ultimately helps young people excel. And data tells us that when you have a permanent family, your outcomes are much greater, you're healthier, and it breaks cycles of poverty or abuse and neglect that can occur when you haven't had a stable home to call your own.
You know, we wanted to have you on in this half hour of our program because we know our audience. We've got a lot of very successful business people who listen to this program. We're thankful for that. They've got, in general, some disposable income, you know, usually some stability in their lives. But I got to tell you, I imagine they're hearing you talk about this and think, wow, this is a responsibility that, you know, even though I'm running a company and I have all these other responsibilities in my life, I'm just not sure I can take this on. What would you say to somebody who's listening, thinking, maybe I could add someone to my family, but I'm just not sure if I can handle the responsibility?
Well, at first, I'd encourage them to think that these are our children. These are children of our Commonwealth who've already been let down because they've suffered abuse or trauma, neglect or abandonment, and they're in a temporary system, and then we never find them a permanent family. So there's a real, I think, moral argument why we should do something. And also, I think there's an economic argument that we as a community need to do something. The John Casey Foundation indicates that it costs us about $300,000 for every youth who ages out and never gets adopted. So there's a real fiscal impact in our Commonwealth when we don't address this challenge. But I would say as an adoptive parent, you'd be surprised at how much of a gift and a blessing it is to bring a child into your home. It's so enriching, and there are challenges certainly, but it's so enriching to have your family expanded through adoption. And it's not as easy as one might think, but it's certainly not impossible.
And
the
Nadine,
children we serve.
Real quick, is there a checklist? Do you have to be married for 10 years and have own a home or anything like that in order to adopt a child?
That's a great question. There are many myths. One is, like you mentioned, that you have to be married. You do not have to be married in order to adopt. You certainly do not have to be wealthy in order to adopt. You don't have to be a homeowner in order to adopt. What you need, as a bottom line, is a capacity to love and help a young person heal and thrive. You have to have a stable home, but that could be an apartment. It's not a requirement of ownership. And there are not high fees in order to adopt a young person out of foster care. We charge very minimal fees because our goal is really to get them out of the short-term solution of foster care and into the lifelong solution of a permanent family. And so I would encourage them to come to an orientation. Our agency offers one-on-one orientations to get more information about the young people awaiting. And then the next step would be to either attend a training or go through a home study process.
Well, so I want to encourage people to take a look at it. And let me share with you, it's the Children's Home Society of Virginia. You can go to chsva.org for more information. You know, a lot of people in this audience, they hear stuff on the radio and then they go right to the office and look it up. And so, Nadine Marsh Carter, we really appreciate you joining us to share this story with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.